My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin discusses getting a video chat with Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer, Mavis Mills. Will Davin get it? Listen and enjoy.
I need to move on with my life, if this is not to be. Richard has started to move on with his, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let you back in if you two can't take the opportunity to be truthful. She goes, What has she been doing to make you believe she's telling lies? If you don't even believe the gal you love, how much more you don't even know? I go, I know more than I tell you.
Ooh.
Wow, you know what, though? She just called you on the carpet.
Yeah.
And I responded.
I know, but that's what I was going to say. nice touch.
I know more than Belinda knows. I will know the truth. She goes, how do you work out things if you don't even let the accused to know what she is being accused of? I go, she's aware. You will be aware. And there is such a thing as telling the truth before one is confronted with it.
Mm.
I suggest you go that route. Mavis, how many times does somebody have to lie to you until you stop believing them? She goes, well, I know it is difficult, but have patience. You don't even allow me to talk to her. Maybe I could help. I go, you can't help her. She can help herself. You two working together is why Richard is not in your life. It is part of the reason why I'm prepared to walk away from Belinda. The best thing you two could do is stay away from each other.
Hmm.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure, Joe.
This is very crucial to them if they are working in tandem.
Oh, yeah.
Which we suspect.
Yes.
Right. Because, number one, Mavis knows that Dick Eldorado is coming into the money from his wife, since that's where we left it off. I'm waiting to get that money.
Right.
Okay? Number two, his end, you know, she's got her agenda. So if you're working in tandem, if you've got potential dollars sitting there.
Sure.
You're going to, if whether you're maybe not working in tandem, you don't listen, or you're working in tandem, there's money to be made here.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be damn careful on the scammers. You got to be damn careful what you're doing. You could blow the whole ball of wax.
Oh, yeah. It's like Mavis. Don't screw the pooch here. Right. I've been working this guy for almost a year.
Right. Even with that, if you're working as a team or you're working together on something, I mean, you all work together and you make sure you're trying to work. I mean, it's the same thing here. The extracurricular stuff that goes on with the show. We do the show once a week, but we're all hustling during the week for the effort. Well, you know,
to get this fine product that you're listening to now.
Fine product.
Imagine if we didn't care.
You know. But you know, you don't want to screw up or in any team effort. So it's crucial what she does here.
Yes.
Could affect a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I tell her, just use the opportunity wisely. Do not attempt to lie to me. Do not attempt to claim ignorance. Do not protect anybody.
In other words, don't fuck up.
Yeah.
But it's not cryptic when I say it like that, Joe.
I know, but what I say, baby.
This is why Dick Eldorado no longer has a speaking part.
Yeah.
It's like
he still writes poetry, though.
He certainly does. For Mr. Whiskers. It's lovely. She goes, can we Skype now? I got a headphone.
No.
Just so happens.
All right, boys and girls.
Are you hearing this, chat?
I'm going for the trifecta, by the way. Three scammers on video chat.
What?
Well, because remember, we had Belinda. We had the man who's controlling Ishmael, who's controlling Belinda. Now we're going for the lovely and talented Mavis Mills.
Wow.
On video chat. They said it couldn't be done.
Wow.
The bets, what were those bets, Pip Helix? Let's see who bet against the great fake D.
Fake Dini. Tom is double or nothing with the hot sauce.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, Mr. Curry.
We're going
there. You and I want to see Trucker Tom in just a few short weeks in Battle Creek, Michigan. Tom, bring your own hot sauce. Oh, you know what? Joe and I will go shopping. Check that. We'll bring the hot sauce.
I'm just thinking of the pack, and when we get the car, you got the bags, got everything, got merch, got get the hot sauce.
Yeah, we
got
to get the hot sauce.
Funny, the chat is claiming not to be able to hear us anymore.
Damn static.
Let me tell you something, Tommy. That hot sauce is going in the car before the damn merch case goes in.
You're right, Joe. You're right.
While you're going shopping, Morgan has to have some fish sauce.
Now, she has fish sauce and dog food. What is it? Is it two shots of fish sauce or three shots of fish sauce and dog food?
We didn't settle on how many shots. I think it's just one.
No, because she went double or nothing, too.
People have died.
Or not double or nothing, but one for each scammer, I think.
Okay. One for each scammer.
So, yes, we do have fish sauce left over from Joe's handiwork earlier in the year. I can bring Velveeta cheese half a block if you'd like.
We still have it.
something, Tom, that saying never I, goes don't, bad. I don't hear the Skype session yet, Mr. Cocky.
Okay, you're right. You're right. And Godelay, when you listen.
Godelay, two Scotch bonnets.
Well, Godelay already had a Scotch bonnet.
She has so to have one more, right?
No, he has to have one more. And Godelay is a man of honor, so I know he will do that.
Because
we already have the Godelay video on our site, the first one.
And I'm going to have to fork over $20.
Here's what we're going to do with that $20. Here's what we're going to do. Okay. Because we said the grand prize for the Visa,
right,
it's going to be 25.
Right.
Throw that in, and I'll give you another $5, and you just pick it up.
Yeah, all right.
That work?
Yeah.
Okay. Trucker Tom's right. We don't have audio yet. I could be gloating for no reason.
He could be. He could be. He just likes another worried about what they have to do.
never doubt the den.
Well, let's continue. Yeah,
show's over. Let's go home.
Right.
We'll see you in a few weeks.
But you know. But I hate to, you know, throw a wet blanket on stuff like Tommy's right. We haven't done that.
Right,
and
right.
They're chock full of excuses why we can't do something.
I am gloating too soon.
So
yes,
let's.
You have a headset, but we haven't gotten over to the cafe yet, have we?
No. We haven't. Right. You're right. Too soon.
Right.
Can we Skype now? I got a headphone, she says. I am in the middle of writing. I can in 15 minutes. Do you have a microphone? Because I need to get the computer hooked up to the board so you people can hear. She goes, yeah, let's do that now. I just bought 30 minutes at the cafe. Okay, I need a few minutes. Set up your Skype in the meantime. I gave her my Skype name. I'm going to sign out of Facebook. I'll be back in a few minutes. Need to reboot the computer. She has someone there. I asked if she set up for Skype. She says, give me a minute. Light went off, but the generator is going to be put back on. Oh,
the lights went out.
Damn you, Ghana, and your crappy infrastructure.
Sounds like Tommy's living another day.
Yeah, it does. I go, okay, let me know when you're ready. And make sure the computer and Skype are configured properly. She goes, okay. She goes, she's on her phone now. She asks if I can browse on the phone. I tell her I can't. Anyway, she goes, I'd like you to download WhatsApp on your phone as an application for free chatting. Don't have to pay. I go, Skype. I didn't have the smartphone at the time. So I tell her that. I go, tell you Skype. She tells me her phone. She goes, I don't see you. How can, if the power's out at the cafe, we can do this tomorrow. She goes, no, I'm at the cafe. I can send you a picture from the cafe now.
Ooh.
Send on the generator. Okay, need to.
Now, who said that? She did?
Yeah.
See, that's where, you know, now that's where I'm always saying this stuff takes so many twists and turns.
Yeah.
Because right off the bat, well, there you go.
There you go.
Well, we got a generator. We go, what the
it's
hell?
Like, really?
Really?
She asked me if I've seen the picture I sent. I said, okay, very blurry. She goes, sorry because of the light. I said, that's okay. I don't expect you to be a photographer. She laughs. She tells me she's on Skype now. I go, great. Try and video and tell her to call me. I say, I can see you, but I can't hear you.
Oh.
But I can see you. All I need is visual verification.
And you could see clearly?
I can see clearly. This is not Belinda. This is a different gal. And it matches the Facebook profile I've been talking to.
Oh, and moving.
Yeah.
Okay, now, and responding to what you're saying?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have visual confirmation.
Now, the background there, the background.
Uh-oh, kids.
How dare you doubt me.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.